little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
All right, hiatus finally over. We're back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 167. Woo! Oh, we got a lot of news for you guys today.
Oh, it's been a long...
Yeah, well, we do have to apologize that we've been a little bit of hiatus, because one, me, Fidel, have been on vacation, much needed vacation, but I feel rejuvenated, back up to my old normal self, maybe a little more better.
Maybe a little bit bigger?
No, actually, I got a little more darker. 90 degrees in Aruba, man. That's how...
Whew.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
Plus, you have the water saltier than in Hawaii.
Yeah, but you get the wind is better over there, too.
Oh, though. Yeah, way better.
It's not as it's not muggy as it is here,
yeah,
when it gets
that
hot.
I heard you guys, San Diego had a nice, how can I say this, Arizona heat going on.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for you guys, but yeah, again, we're back. We have a lot of news for you guys today. And, well, why don't we start it off? Well, what have we been playing this past... Well, since our last podcast, well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest, especially when I'm on the airplane. Airplane mode, they click on the Wi-Fi, I start playing a lot more than that. I'm actually kept up and all. Let's see. What else on the Note 3? I've been playing what's up? Mystery Case, another puzzle game going on over there. Just click on the items you have to find. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing the Street Fighter 5 beta, which is
nice.
Sick. I've been playing with a lot of crazy people here in San Diego. They have some good stuff coming out right now, so can't wait for that. They also announced Armika as the new character for Street Fighter 5. She is, well, from what Combo Fiend said, she is the first grappler for Street Fighter 5. So can't wait to see how that one turns out to be. Let's see, other than that, I've been playing a little bit more Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 for the 360, and also, what do you call it, StarCraft 2, Heart of the Swarm for the PC, getting ready for Legacy of the Void to come out at the end of this year. So if you guys haven't, pre-ordered it, that's go to Blizzard's website, you can actually do that right now, it's only $40. Nice. I highly recommend if you're a PC gamer. So that's all been it for me. Wayne, how about you, man?
Well, I've been doing, of course, my mobile games, Transformers Rising, Transformers Battle Tactics, which right now they take a break from the weekly events like we normally have,
mm-hmm.
to fix some bugs and improve the game, which has been much needed. We've been really waiting for that, and we're really glad to see that that's we're getting that going now.
Okay.
So we should be having a new event later this week. Marvel Avengers Alliance on Facebook again, still doing that one. We just got Spider-Gwen and Spider-Man 2099 as characters.
Yes.
So those are pretty cool. Spider-Gwen is actually pretty powerful if you set her upright.
Yes.
Pretty cool character. But on the Xbox One, I did jump back into Halo ODST on the Master Chief Collection.
Really?
I went ahead and took the time the other day and actually beat it a second time. This time on the Xbox One. Yeah, I always find that one to be kind of a bit of a challenging game, but it's a little bit different, you know? It just feels different than the other games in the series. And then I've jumped back into Spartan Ops, and I've only got one more episode to do before I finish up all the Spartan Ops episodes in Master Chief Collection.
So.
One more to go, episode 10. And then, see, what else have I played? I think that's really about it on the actual games. I did download an app that allows me to stream some movies and TV shows. I was testing out a little bit. Of course, my network's not that great, but I was able to watch something.
Hey, you know what? Did it work for you? Did it work out in the end for you?
Yeah. Well, the first movie I watched was fine. When I tried the other day after that, it didn't seem to work too well.
Didn't really go that well.
But my network's been really bad lately, so darn AT&T. I think it was like Tubi Network, Tubi TV, or some weird thing like that. I'm not 100% sure what it was called anymore. But surprisingly enough, when I turned it on, the only reason I watched the movie in the first place is because I saw something I didn't realize was released. So when I was growing up, I watched Crocodile Dundee and Crocodile Dundee 2, right?
Crikey!
Right?
That's not a knife.
Good classic movies, you know, good family movies to watch, you know, right?
Yeah, it's an all-time classic, yeah. As you said.
Yeah, and then I'm going through the list of movies here, and here's Crocodile Dundee 3.
What?
Yep, he comes to Los Angeles this time.
Oh, please stick with the two originals.
No, actually, it was really good. I actually enjoyed it. It was made in 2000, but it actually had more of a 90s feel to it.
Oh, okay. I can actually understand that.
I actually wish you just watching it. It's actually really good, rather enjoyable. And I also managed to find a copy of the new Star Trek movie that's out. Star Trek Renegades.
Wait.
Yes, new Star Trek movie. But it's not by CBS and Paramount.
Oh, yes, I remember about that, yes.
It's a fan-made...
It's a fan-made movie.
And they brought back characters and actors from the original films and TV series.
What?
Chekhov comes back. Tuvok comes back.
The original Chekhov.
Yes.
Oh!
He is 143 or 147 years old in the movie. And he has a granddaughter or great-granddaughter that's just joined the Federation.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I've heard about it, but we really have to check it out.
The doctor from Voyager?
No! Oh my god.
Not the hologram doctor, but the actual doctor.
Person, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that's based off of is actually...
I was hoping that you'd say the hologram, but guess not, then. Dude, that is awesome. I actually have to watch that now.
It is a... You know, I'll be honest with you. This has the budget that kind of mixes a little bit of modern with what you had back with the original Star Trek series with Captain Kirk.
Oh, with old William Shatner.
With old Shatner.
And, rest in peace to Leonard Nimoy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, it's don't expect perfect everything, but it's a solid movie. It works well. There are some issues I had with it here and there, but...
Well, that's terrible,
you know,
especially for a budget like that.
Yeah, a fan-made movie, but I was very surprised at who they got involved in it. You'll recognize a lot of characters, and you'll see a lot of new characters, but go watch it. It's a treat, especially if you're in the Star Trek.
Okay.
So,
that's all...
I guess that's my geeky spiel.
Alright, well, that's all I give you... So, Wayne gave you a geeky spiel, so I'm actually going to give you guys a little bit of mine. On the plane ride to my vacation destination, I was reading Secret Wars, Marvel Secret Wars. So how can I say this? It starts off in a nice bang feel. It really jumps out at you in the first several pages, and it keeps on going.
Nice.
I'm going to do a write up on that once. All 9 comes out. Yes, all 9, not 8, but 9. So, what do you got here?
Well, the Humble Bundle. I just brought up the website to see what was on the deals right there for this week. Currently, it's all Rainbow Six and Splinter Cell, Ghost Recon kind of games.
Oh my god, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, the original.
Yeah, but...
God, I ain't playing that.
But I was on here the other day and went to the regular Humble store. Not just the bundle, but the Humble store.
What do they got?
Because they had some specials going on from a few different titles, like Telltale Games and Bethesda.
Really?
So I got Back to the Future.
No freaking way.
And Jurassic Park. And a few other things. One of the games was actually free.
End of summer sale. Discounts over 1,000 games.
Yeah.
That's pretty off. Sonic Generations, really?
They got some crazy deals on here.
Go up. I want to see. Okay, Sonic Generations. Okay, I can kind of see that. I kind of like that game when it came out. Go down. Once again, Grey Goo. Shadowrun Chronicles. But, Stealth 2.
But with the current promotion, I got like 4 or 5 games and I paid like $11.
Car Mechanic Simulator 2014. Oh, I should get that to a buddy of mine.
Right?
Vector Thrust, which is a airplane game.
Yep. I mean, there's some good stuff on there. A lot of smaller titles you may not know, but there's some good stuff available right now.
Laser. It's kind of like playing laser chess.
Dogfight 1942.
Ooh.
That could be good.
Oh, it's an homage to 1942, the actual 2D airplane shooter. Battle group. Go down. To be or not to be. Hey, you know what? Why not? I'll give it. I mean, the highest I've seen is like, what, maybe $10?
On most of the sale games, yeah, you're going to pay less than $10 for most titles, unless it's a new title, you know. But yeah,
dude, that is awesome.
You know, they got deals going on left and right, you know.
The featured ones, they have the Saturday, Sunday features too as well.
They've got time deals. Like, right now you've got Disco Dodgeball. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get on with the news now. So, what can I say this today? So, it's been announced yesterday that Resident Evil Origins Collection has been announced for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, which is pretty cool. The collection is pretty much a newly announced, you know, pretty much this bundle of 2B Master Classic games for the Resident Evil series. One of them will be both latest Resident Evil remasters, as well as upcoming HD editions. Prequels is Resident Evil Zero. So if you guys haven't played Resident Evil Zero back in the Nintendo GameCube era, I would recommend playing it. I really, really want this to come out like tomorrow.
But you gotta wait till early 2016.
Damn. We're only about 4 months away. There's also a...
Hey, don't worry. We got Halo to play in that meantime.
That's true. And we also got Legacy of the Void 2 for StarCraft players.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, look out for that 2016 first quarter. Alright.
So what about Xbox One and 360's deals with gold for the week?
Here we go. Why not? For all you gold members out there.
So there are actually some pretty good deals. I've seen some of these.
For me as a player, for Xbox One, these are my favorite games right now. The first is Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Black Flag Freedom City. Freedom Cry. I'm actually want to get that Freedom Cry because I haven't played it yet. Also for the Xbox One, we also got Rayman Legends and The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Yeah. Quite a few different Assassin's Creed games for the 360, as well as Cabela's Big Game Hunter.
Hey, if you guys haven't played Cabela's Big Game Hunter, you guys are missing out.
I might pick that one up, actually.
Do it, Wayne. It's pretty fun, man.
I don't know. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 2, Ghost.
Yeah.
You got
Deadpool for $25.
That's not bad.
Yo.
Chivalry, Duck Dynasty.
A lot of Raymans, a lot of various Rayman games on there.
Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
That was a fun game.
That was a really good game.
Really fun game. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows. Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD. Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark, which is a fun game I would recommend.
They did a fairly good job.
Yeah, so actually for the Assassin's Creed, we've got Assassin's Creed 3, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, and also Freedom Cry. Assassin's Creed Liberation HD, and also Assassin's Creed Rogue. Any of those Assassin's Creed games will be fun if you guys into one of those.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else we got here, man?
Well,
Xbox News, more Xbox News concerning about Xbox Elite.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen this yet, check it out. The Xbox One Elite will come with a 1 terabyte hard drive.
That's normally out now.
Well, no, this is a hybrid hard drive.
Oh, no, are you kidding me?
So, partially solid state,
partially
platter.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
So your games are going to run quicker and more efficient on this one. Other than that, which is going to be like a 20% boost in performance and energy saving, you're going to get the Elite controller.
It looks pretty badass.
Which is amazing. We've played with it a little bit. It's at
Comic-Con. What do you think, Wayne? Is it worth the money?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
At some point, I'm going to get one. I can't afford it yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be $500, which is actually not too bad of a price. But yeah, larger hard drive, faster drive with the solid state built in. The $150 Elite controller normally.
It comes with it for free. Yo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's $150 value. And what else have we got there too?
Well, they also announced a lunar white version of the standard Xbox One controller.
Ooh, man. Okay,
It's a good...
A description of this is the face itself. The face itself and the grip is white. Where the Xbox logo is at is white also, but the
surrounding plastic
The surrounding plastic area is black, and the D-pad is gold as long as the and the triggers too as well is gold. So it looks pretty cool.
Pretty sweet design there. Yeah.
Can't make a console like that. More Xbox One news, but so, this is coming from a third-party company. If you guys are well known for it, it's called Razer.
The green machine themselves.
Yes.
So if you're not quite ready to jump into the Microsoft Elite Controller, there is an alternative. It's called the Razer Wildcat.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a pro gamer validated tournament grade controller. You get the four buttons to the top, to the rear, and otherwise you have the center sticks on it. So let me pull up some pictures here so if we can show you. So we can,
that was pretty cool. So it looks like it has grips too as well on the side. Yeah, grips. It's a detachable cord.
So you've got on the top of the controller the where the triggers are, you actually have six buttons all together. So you have
three on each side.
Yep.
So you have left bumper, left trigger. You also have the center buttons too as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like right in between
your chat functions, your mic and all that is built mm-hmm. right into the base of the controller.
That is pretty cool. What else they got in here too? Oh, ooh, whoa!
Yeah, so you've got triggers on the bottom of the controllers, so kind of like what you get with the paddles on the Elite, and then there's also the adjustments on there for the I believe that would be the trigger lock.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
It looks awesome, but I gotta.
I think I'd go with the Xbox One Elite still.
Ooh.
But yes, you can still take away. Parts are still adjustable to a degree as well.
Yep. You can also take out the grips too from on the side. You can make it all black. There's also a screwdriver for it. You get to remove the thumb pads or the thumb rests on there on the on the analog. And you have what? One, two. Okay, you have jack connections too as well. And it comes with a case.
Yeah.
Looks pretty legit, man.
Not too bad, huh?
Yeah, I know. I actually got to try that before.
Yeah, I mean, at some point we're going to have to try this out and see what it is.
Getting our penny too as well.
Yeah.
Next. What do you got here next? What do you got here next? Nah, let's say that for last. Alright, so this is a total 180 from what we're used to. Steam, which is, you know, hosts a lot of games. Well, announced now you can actually get all of the Mad Max movie from Steam.
Yeah, which is really interesting. Yeah. So
you have Mad Max from 1979, Mad Max 2 in 1981, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome in 1985, and Mad Max Fury Road 2015 are all now available on Steam. You can buy a bundle pretty much that comes with all of it and the game, and Fury Road for $72, or another bundle with the game and all four movies for $106.
Yeah.
This is a new venture for Steam, shall I say?
Really? Yeah, this is definitely new for them.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
they launched movies back in March, but they've only added about 100 movies since then. This is the first time they've really got any publicity on this, I think.
Yeah,
you don't really think of them as some place you go for movies, you know?
Yeah, definitely. The pricing-wise, the first three Mad Max movies, 1, 2, and Beyond Thunderdome, are... Mm-hmm. are $15 a piece, and Mad Max Fury Road is $20.
Yeah.
So,
not too bad.
I gotta see what other movies they have on there, too, as well. So,
at some point, we have to take a look at that. I got them all on Blu-ray myself, so.
Same here.
What about our free games with the gold on Xbox One?
Alright, so getting back on the. On the gold membership, these are the free games for the Xbox One. We got Dear God. Oh, the Dear God.
Yeah.
That'll be from September 1st to September 30th. How to Survive, Storm Warning Edition, August 16th to September 16th. So pretty much, you guys have about,
16 days?
Yeah, 16 days left. 15 days,
14.
And also, Tomb Raider, Definitive Edition, September 16th, October 15th.
So if you don't have that one yet, make sure you get it.
Guys, get it, please. pretty badass game.
Yeah. On the 360, though, we get Battle Station Specific and Crisis 3.
Yeah, may I add that the Battle Station Specific is from September 1st to the 15th, and Crisis 3 is for September 16th to the 30th. So you got about 2 weeks on those games as well. Oh, what is this?
Yeah. So the FTC basically got some complaints of deceptive marketing regarding YouTube network Machinima, which, you know,
they have a lot of videos out on there.
Yeah. Basically what it is Machinima paid YouTubers or influencers, what they refer to them, to post videos that spoke positively about the Xbox One and some of its games. Not that that's necessarily a problem, but the FTC is alleging that the YouTubers failed to disclose that they were paid for this. There were actually a pair of YouTubers that were paid approximately $45,000 between the two of them. That's
really
pretty crazy.
That's
yeah. So really, it's that's what it's coming down to. Microsoft has even issued a statement regarding this now that it's coming up. They stated, "We are pleased that the FTC recognizes Microsoft as a vigorous compliance process and procedures for sponsored campaigns."
That's what's up.
Yep.
That's what's up.
You know, it's one of these things that, you know, YouTubers aren't usually in the business world where they're going to understand that, hey, I need to make a disclaimer that I'm being paid for this. So, you know, it's kind of a fine line there. It's, you know, they're not necessarily business partners at that point. They're still individuals. They're just, you know.
All right. So, finally getting on for a Nintendo news. Nintendo has announced a new 3DS handheld consoles coming to the U.S. this coming fall.
Finally.
The new Nintendo 3DS will be launched on September 25th. Oh, that's about 23 days from now.
Yep.
And a Hyrule Edition new Nintendo 3DS XL will be released on October 30th. So for all you Zelda heads out there, Jesse, Mimi, I think you'd want to get this one. The graphics on this one looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much this will be the first time, you know, the new Nintendo 3DS is released in a territory. Wow, a smaller console than the XL version. The new Nintendo 3DS will feature cover plates, which can be changed to customize the appearance of the, you know, the handheld system itself. So a customizable 3DS?
Yeah.
Sure.
Nice.
But I prefer that that Legend of Zelda one right there.
Yeah.
So
and it's gonna come with a bundle for $219 with Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer.
Two cover plates and also one amiibo card.
Yeah.
Well, okay, cool. So the Hyrule Edition will be released exclusively at GameStop stores. For all you guys out there, go ahead and grab your go to your nearest GameStop and reserve it. It's gonna be $200. The system will be gold, gold colored and feature the Highland Crest on its front. So this is pretty cool.
Triforce Heroes.
Yeah. And the console just comes after the release of Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes, which is be coming out 7 days prior to that, which is the 23rd.
Yeah.
So I might get a new DS, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm tempted.
Yeah, I know. We'll probably see Jesse on their Jesse and Mimi on the Facebook page. Look what we got!
Right.
Alrighty. So, in addition to Nicali, which I'm actually talking about Street Fighter V for the PlayStation 4 system. In addition to the new character Nicali, upcoming fighting game Street Fighter V is getting three more characters never seen in the fighting game history or in the series at all, period. The fighting brand director, Matt Dahlgren, who works with a close friend of mine, Combo Fiend, who's from the fighting game community, shared the details today at GameStop Expo. You forgot to mention that too as well. GameStop Expo is a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I know. Street Fighter V will have a total of 16 characters and a launch date. Eight classic characters you'd expect in a Street Fighter game, which is Ryu, Chun-Li, Ken, Guile, what else? Birdie. I don't know if you want to call him classic. Birdie's been there since the Alpha series. Same way with Armika, who was just announced a few days ago. And also Nash, aka Charlie. Well, they're not gonna call him Charlie anymore, they're gonna call him their real name, Nash. So the final four are brand new characters. The first of which is a crazy long haired reddish style, a slasher type of fighter named Nicali. He's really interesting. So there's gonna be more coming out from them, I hope.
Yeah, we'll find out in the next few months with some of the other characters, but
yeah, because the end result of this is pretty much really going to be a roster that's unlike Street Fighter 4. It's going to have its own unique flavor to it, and your character doesn't, you know, make it now. We're going to be relieving post-launch characters. So, yeah. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming out here. And if you guys haven't noticed, Capcom is not going to charge anybody for DLCs anymore. The only thing they'll charge you is the physical copy. And I guess the only way if you want to get the extra stuff is when you get like gamer points and, you know, or like gamer cash in the game itself and just buy it from there, which is pretty much playing the game insanely crazy.
Yeah.
So alrighty.
PS4 gets a new update, 3.00, with a beta coming soon.
What?
Yeah, right? What? Codename Kenshin, the update will increase online storage capacity from 1 gig to 10 gigs for PlayStation Plus members.
Okay.
It'll introduce YouTube live streaming capabilities. About time.
Took them long enough, huh?
And allow direct sharing of videos up to 10 seconds long on Twitter. That's interesting there. You get a new events hub, which will provide overview to players of activities taking place in the games they play the most. You know, things like double XP weekends and so forth will be highlighted there. The Friends app's going to get an update, so you have a favorites group feature now. You can actually organize your friends a little bit. Communities will be introduced, with users able to create a community with access to message boards and, you know, join parties and so forth.
Nice.
Yep.
So they're trying to get up with the times then.
And the PlayStation Beta program will soon allow people to update and access some of these new features. So.
All right. So.
What's Amazon doing on here?
Wait, I know, right? Crazy, isn't it? Oh yes, Amazon opens Wii U, 3DS, and digital game storefront. So pretty much Amazon is coming into the video game realm. Not really. Just, you know, selling physical discs. They're actually, you can now buy digital Nintendo games without having to go to the eShop. Wow, so Amazon shoppers now can purchase digital Nintendo games, such as Mario Kart 8 and also Super Smash Bros. Outside of the eShop, thanks to a new functionality that's now available to the shoppers in the United States. So for all you people that doesn't want to deal with the eShop for a Nintendo, you guys might as well go through here then.
This is actually really nice. This is how it works. You go on the Amazon storefront, you find the digital game you want to buy, you buy it, and then you click on a link that says Nintendo Network Link. Click on it, log into your network account, and boom, it goes right to your console.
It is that simple. Step one, step two, step three, done.
Right? I mean, this is revolutionary too.
I mean, they have a picture of it right here too.
Yeah.
Nintendo digital downloads and on Amazon. Learn how to do it. One, you buy. Two, you click on the link. Three, you redeem.
Yep.
Oh, whoa, what? I wish Nintendo did that quick. Anywho.
Well, you know, from the console, it's a different kind of way to do it. But this is actually nice. Now you can do it right from your computer, and you can go download it later, you know?
Yeah, or you can go through your, you know, phone and whatnot.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty cool thing. Thanks.
I'm going to take a look through this later.
Same here. I'm actually do that after this podcast.
But as of right now, pricing across the eShop and Amazon's new digital storefront is going to be the same.
Typical.
But we know Amazon. They like to throw deals at us. So
we're
keep
waiting
your,
for you, Amazon.
Keep your eyes out.
All right. So remember like in the middle of the podcast when I told you to, when you heard me say skip it, we'll take it towards the end. Well, if you guys haven't seen it yet, the Halo 5 opening cinematics is out on YouTube. This is insane. Yes, insane. The opening cinematics on Halo 4 was just jaw-dropping. This one just blows it out of the water. Action, 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 and more action. If you guys haven't seen it, go to YouTube, Halo 5 opening cinematics, and you'll see
how Agent Locke looks like.
Yeah, so you get Agent Locke, you got Fireteam Osiris. The funny thing is, I watched this the first time, and you know what my thought was? I've been playing Master Chief for the last how many years? I have never been able to pull off any stunts like that.
Until now, we shall see.
I don't know.
So, for me on this one, when I was thinking of it, you know, the opening scenes was just insanely jaw-dropping. But in the back of my mind, it's like, what caused Agent Locke to turn? That is the question in my head.
Well, see, we already know in from previous trailers and footage that where they're going in the trailer, in this opening cinematic, there is a situation that occurs when they get there. That, and that situation is what sends Locke after Master Chief.
Does it involve Locke's team by any chance?
Well, here, that's the thing. We don't really know. All we know is
he's just hunting him down for a reason.
Well, okay. Spoiler. If you haven't seen this already. So, in the opening cinematic, it mentions the Covenant leader, Odama, right? Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
In the previous scenes we've seen that have been leaked so far in other trailers, or in the sound bites that came through on that weekly series, he gets assassinated, or no, he doesn't get assassinated, somebody stops him from being assassinated.
That's true.
Something happens there, and somehow that whole thing sends us off into this whole thing of Locke versus Master Chief. I don't know what it is exactly happens there. I don't think anybody will until November, and so I can't wait to find out. Or no, October, sorry.
October.
Yeah.
We're a month away. What day in October?
October 27th.
Oh, we are less than 2 months away.
I'm going to have to apologize for my sister. That's her birthday. I won't be able to be there.
Brother, are you anyways? You know what I mean?
It's Halo, man. I don't know. We'll say about that. Yes, I mean, it's going to be definitely unique. It's going to be fun. You know,
if you guys haven't seen it, look it up now. Disregard this podcast and look it up now.
Yeah, just look it up.
I know.
Yeah, so that's what we got.
I know. I mean, that's all we got for the news this week.
Fidel's got a great review going up on the site.
Yes,
hopefully later this week.
I will have that before the end of the week. Let's see, other news. This coming Saturday, I will be at the Long Beach Convention Center for Comic-Con.
Nice.
Long Beach Comic Con, LBCC, is going on over there. I believe tickets are still available, only for $35 on Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there with a friend of mine, Chief Geek Photography. I've known him for quite a while. His photography is improving. Love it, brother. Keep on doing the great work. I'll be there, you know, shooting. I might be in cosplay. We'll see. I'll probably wear a Spider-Man t-shirt and call myself Peter Parker.
There you go.
Anywho, that's it for us this week, Wayne.
That's it. Just all keep, right. Keep an eye on the site. We got more stuff coming for
yes,
you.
Yes, we will have the pictures for Akai Con. I know a few of you guys are asking. We will have that soon.
And head over to Facebook.
Yeah. Like us, share us, tag yourselves on our pictures if you guys haven't done it so. Share our pictures. Yeah, hey, you know, just help us out. You know, that's about it. We do this for fun. Nothing more from there. Actually, check on Instagram too as well this Saturday for the Long Beach Comic Con, which I'm gonna take over and destroy. Be a lot of cosplays coming up, and
then just remember on September 19th, you'll only be able to see this at one night, but Unicron will be briefly visible behind the moon. So
I thought it was gonna be the Death Star.
No, it's Unicron. I double checked with NASA.
Death Star. Sorry. It's the year of Star Wars. Get it right. It's not the year of Transformers. Sorry. All right. Anywho, again, we are TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Feels good to be back. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.